much can we improve the likelihood for young people to take a positive trajectory if we scaffold and support some of these key domains during this period of time? Now, as I said, we've been interested in this broadly. We've been interested in this from a developmental neuroscience perspective. We think that part of the mechanism that creates these vulnerabilities for risk-taking and substance use and other negative trajectories is this shift in motivational and emotional systems at puberty. But we also think that these same shifts create opportunities for motivational learning and for aligning these passions to positive, healthy ways of living and behaving. And I think this is a really important set of issues for us to think about. I love to focus on the sleep version of this because I think it highlights, it's a wonderful example of this larger set of issues. I'm not trying to reduce any of this to biology or to neuroscience, but the opposite. It's to say how thinking about the sensitivity of these neural systems allows a small biological change to be amplified by social context, including social context like SES, like perceived threat, the social adversities that adolescents are going through, the barrage of things that interfere with them feeling safe, that's going to promote a different kind of balance in these systems.